Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
Dear esteemed listeners and cherished supporters, I come before you today with great joy and gratitude as we celebrate a remarkable milestone. Over the past year, Winning Every Day has been touching lives and resonating with hearts across the world. It has become a beacon of hope and inspiration, reaching individuals from all walks of life, regardless of borders or boundaries. From the bustling cities to the tranquil countryside, from Africa to Europe, North America, South America, Asia, Australia, and to the other parts of the world, the message of Winning Every Day has traveled far and wide. What makes Winning Every Day even more extraordinary is that it is provided to all listeners free of charge. That's right, my friends. Isaac has never requested financial support from any of you. Instead, he trusts in the provision of the Lord to sustain this impactful ministry. In a world often fueled by material desires and self-interest, Winning Every Day serves as a testament to the power of love and grace of God to mankind. It brings us a daily reminder of God's care to a dying world. Once again, I extend my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for being a part of this incredible journey. Together, let us strive to make Winning Every Day an even greater force for positive change in the world by sharing the love with friends and loved ones. Thank you, and may the Lord's blessings be with you all.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Have you ever found yourself at a crossroads, unsure whether to follow that quiet nudge in your heart? Maybe it didn't make sense, maybe it felt uncomfortable, or maybe you just weren't sure if it was really God speaking. But here's the truth: obedience to God's instructions always leads to blessings, even when we don't understand the full picture. In today's message, we're looking at the power of obedience, how following God's direction, even when it's hard, can unlock unexpected miracles in our lives. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, and encouraged to take that next step of faith. Today's topic is, obedience brings blessings. And our Bible text is from Deuteronomy chapter 28 verses 1 and 2.
Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 to 2. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God.
Let me tell you a story. You may have heard of Dr. David Yonggi Cho, the late founder of the largest church in South Korea. In his early years of ministry, he struggled with finances and church growth. One day, as he was praying, he felt God telling him to give away everything he owned. His money, his possessions, and even his bicycle, which was his only means of transportation. Now, that was a hard instruction. If it's you, would you have done it? At first, he wrestled with it, questioning if he had really heard God. But finally, Yonggi Cho obeyed. He gave away everything. And guess what happened? In a short time, God opened doors beyond his imagination. Financial provision poured in, his ministry flourished, and he became a blessing to millions. This story reminds us of an important truth. Obedience to God's instructions always brings blessings, even when it doesn't make sense at the time. Let's look at the power of obedience. Have you ever felt God prompting you to do something that seemed difficult or even unreasonable? Maybe it was forgiving someone who hurt you, giving to someone in need when your own resources were tight, or stepping out in faith when fear told you to stay put. Obedience is often uncomfortable, but it is also the key that unlocks God's best for our lives. Think about Abraham. In Genesis 12, God told him, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household and go to the land I will show you." That's it, no details, no roadmap. Just go. and because Abraham obeyed, God made him the father of nations. Our blessings are on the other side of obedience. Sometimes we struggle with obedience because we see it as a restriction rather than protection. But God's commands are always for our benefit. Take the example of Peter in Luke 5. After fishing all night and catching nothing, Jesus told him, "Put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Peter was exhausted, probably frustrated, and maybe even skeptical. But he responded to Jesus, "Because you say so, I will let down the nets." And what happened? He caught so many fish that his nets began to break. What if Peter had refused? He would have missed the miracle. How many blessings have we missed because we hesitated to obey? Today, many of us miss out on important blessings because we are indifferent and not obeying simple instructions of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. The truth is, we don't always understand what God is doing. That's why obedience requires trust. Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6 reminds us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." Can you trust in God today? Can you count on Him and take Him at His words? Obedience with trust in God is an important key to opening the doors of blessing. In our lives, God sees the bigger picture. He knows what's ahead, and His instructions are meant to guide us to places of favor, protection, and provision. But the choice is yours today. Will you trust and obey, or lean on your own understanding? Let me ask you, is there an area in your life where God has been nudging you to obey, but you've been holding back? Maybe He's calling you to step into a new opportunity, let go of a toxic relationship, or even be more generous with your time and resources. What's stopping you? As you go today, remember this: God's blessings follow obedience. You may not see the results immediately, and it may not always be easy, but when you follow His voice, He will never lead you wrong. His plans for you are good. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God has a good plan for you. Obeying His instructions are always for your benefit. So today, choose to trust. Choose to obey, and watch out how God will move in a way beyond what you could ever imagine. Let's pray. Father, we come to You this day. We appreciate You for Your word. Thank You for You have been faithful. Today, we ask that You help us to trust and obey You in all circumstances. We know Your plans for our lives are of good and not of evil. We make up our minds today that we will follow Your instructions in total obedience. Help our faith and let Your mighty hand uphold us. Give us the desire of our hearts and keep us away from evil. We declare that everything we lay our hands upon today shall prosper. Thank You, God, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Numbers chapter 18 and chapter 19, and for the evening, Mark chapter 7 verses 1 to 13. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us. Mm.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.